Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. We have a very humble God. I know we like to think of God oftentimes as all-powerful, almighty, but in the end, I think we have a very humble God. And we see that humbleness in today's reading when Jesus is teaching in the temple. And he's teaching profoundly with wisdom and insight. And the people begin asking themselves, who is this? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Don't we know his family? Don't we know where he comes from? And they just couldn't believe what he was saying, because they couldn't believe that what he was saying was coming from someone they knew. And at the end of the gospel, it says Jesus left there and was unable to perform many miracles because of their lack of faith. I run a Tuesday night meeting on Zoom called Tuesday Night Chats, and the question came up, can we stop God? Can we stop God's action in our world? And when I thought about it for a second, I said, well, yes. And today's gospel is an example of that. Jesus was powerless to overcome their disbelief. And what we learn from this gospel is that God never forces himself on us. It is always, we have to receive, we have to almost invite God into our lives to be open to God's power at work in our lives. We are God's creation, and we are part of God's continuing creation. We are God's hands and eyes, and words and mouth and speech and all the things that we sometimes just take very much for granted. We are God's conduits. We are God's servants and ministers in the world so that others may come to know the love of God in their lives. We can say in a sense that God needs us as much as we need God, because we are all grounded in love, and love always needs the other. Always expresses itself through the other and back again. And that's where we find our unity. And we find our unity in God. By reason of our baptisms, we are God's presence in the world. We, like all the other six sacraments, we are a sacrament, a sign of God's presence in the world. And when we create, when we draw a painting or take a photograph or sing a song or simply enjoy music or are moved to go dancing, that is God's spirit in us, God's spirit, God's life, expressing God's life in us, through us, for others. I think it's important to think about this very intimate relationship that we have with God and that God has with us. And I think we need to remind ourselves, perhaps many times a day, that God is present within us, living within us, inspiring us, moving us toward actions that benefit the whole. So that no matter where we are or what we're doing, from washing the dishes to taking the bus to work or driving to work or just doing the tasks that we have to do each and every day, we are doing in and with God. And how we do those activities are always expressions of God's presence in our world, or at least they can be expressions of God's presence in our world.